This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal and European Union discuss issues of development partnership in 16th EU-Nepal Joint Commission meeting. Nepal reiterates commitment to bring transitional justice process to logical conclusion soon. CPN UML selects representatives for its 11th National General Convention. Nepal's under-19 cricket team qualifies for Asia Cup, defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets in semi-final. And Sri Lanka 6 for help as Cyclone Detour death toll reaches 132. Now the news in detail. The 16th meeting of the Nepal-European Union Joint Commission meeting concluded in Brussels of Belgium on Friday. According to the Nepali Embassy in Brussels, issues related to development cooperation, trade, climate change, regional connectivity and networking, and multilateral collaboration were discussed in the meeting. On the occasion, both the sides stated that Nepal-EU relations have advanced in a positive way, highlighting various dimensions of development partnership and people-to-people relations. Also on the occasion, Nepal reiterated its commitment to legally bring the transitional justice process to a conclusion without any delay, welcoming the transitional strategy of Nepal regarding the graduation from the least developed country LDC, the European Union pledges to continue its assistance through multi-year program initiated earlier. Nepal also again requested the European Union to withdraw the Nepal Airlines from the EU air safety list. Leaders and cadres of the CPN UML in Nepal and abroad were engaged today in selecting representatives for the 11th National General Convention, scheduled for the 13th and 15th of December. The delegates were chosen unanimously from across the country, while in some places voting took place and in a few areas disputes were reported. From the parties, approximately 667,630 organized members, around 2,200 are being selected through district-level process led by party leaders and cadres. UML leader Pradeep Gyawale said since today was the final day for selecting delegates, the final result from all places were consensus. Where consensus could not be reached will come out tonight through the voting process. UML said the delegate selection process, which had been halted sporadically, will also be completed through election as instructed. Nepal has been honored as the best destination of the year for adventure tourism. The recognition was awarded during the India International Travel Market ITM Award Night 2025 held in Pune of India. Nepal Tourism Board member Narendra Bhatta and senior officer Narayan Basal received the award on behalf of the board. During the award ceremony, board senior officer Robin Regmi gave a presentation highlighting Nepal's diverse tourism attractions. Nepal's participation in ITM 2025 is expected to help strengthen Nepal's relations with Indian tourism market and promote Nepal as an all-season destination. Victims of Smart Telecom have requested Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Khurel to intervene in resolving issues such as the telecom's tower management and house rent. In the meeting with the minister on Friday, they said that they have been suffering for a long time. Krishna Bahadur Thapa, coordinator of the Victims Smart Telecom Tower, said 3 years have passed since the company was dissolved, but the towers have not been managed. After listening to the problems of the victims, Communications Minister Khurel stated that no one would be subjected to injustice. 11 out of the 12 bridges have been constructed along the West Pokhara Jamuni section of the 38-kilometer Pokhara-Mughlain Road. 105 culverts have also been constructed in this road section. According to the Road Project Office, so far the physical progress of the road section has reached 59.89% and the financial progress is 47.80%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश यही हो उपाय
हर एक दिन को लागी सब तार यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मा सब गर्नुस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट्स Nepal's under-19 cricket team has been selected for the Asia Cup. Nepal secured a berth in the Asia Cup, defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets in today's semi-final match held in Ajman Stadium in the United Arab Emirates. A total of 14 teams are participating in this tournament. The top three teams from this competition will be selected for the upcoming ACC Under-19 Asia Cup to take place in the UAE this December. Meanwhile, one of the teams competing in the ongoing second Nepal Premier League NPL will be presented with the Spirit of Cricket Award. An agreement to this effect has been reached between the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, and the England-based Marylebone Cricket Club, MCC. During a press conference at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur today, MCC Cricket Operations Director Rob Lynch handed the award to the CAN Secretary Paras Kharkar. Now on to Nepal Premier League. So the Paschim Royals defeated Janakpur Bulls by 6 wickets in today's second match of the Nepal Premier League NPL. Sudhir Paschim chased the target of 146 runs in 17.4 overs at the loss of 4 wickets at the TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Earlier, Janakpur scored 145 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. With this, Sudhir Paschim registered their consecutive 5th win in the NPL. Earlier in the first match today, Lumbini Lions defeated Poker Avengers by 3 wickets. This has kept their chances of reaching the playoff alive. Now, Karnali Axe and Kathmandu Gurkhas will compete in the next match tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Sri Lanka has made an appeal for international assistance as the death toll from heavy rains and floods triggered by Cyclone Dito rose to 132 with another 176 people reportedly missing. Al Jazeera cited the Disaster Management Center on Saturday as saying that the extreme weather system has destroyed nearly 15,000 homes across the country, sending almost 44,000 people to state-run temporary shelters. Although Cyclone Dito was heading towards neighboring India to the north on Saturday, more landslides have hit the central districts of Kandy, 115 kilometers east of the capital Colombo, with the main access road underwater at several locations. Many people are said to have been stranded in various flood-hit areas as rescue crews are trying to reach them. Thousands of Airbus planes had to be grounded for a software update after it was discovered that intense solar radiation could interfere with onboard flight control computers. According to the BBC, around 6,320 planes were thought to be affected by the European firm's global fleet, but many were able to fly again within hours after undergoing the updates. The UK's aviation regulator said there would be some disruptions and cancellations to flights, though the impact at airports appears to be limited. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The weather will be mainly clear in the rest of the areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and European Union discuss issues of development partnership in 16th EU-Nepal Joint Commission meeting. Nepal reiterates a commitment to bring transitional justice process to logical conclusion soon. CP and UML selects representatives for its 11th National General Convention. Nepal's under-19 cricket team qualifies for Asia Cup, defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets in semi-final. And Sri Lanka seeks foreign help as Cyclone Dito death toll reaches 132. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.